Shalom, everybody! The Rama Rav Moshe Isserles, who died in 1572, has a fascinating halacha. It is found in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simin Pei Aleph in Seif Zayin. The Rama says that if a woman is, for one reason or another, not capable of nursing her child, it is preferable to have another Jewish woman nurse the child. Yes, a non-Jewish woman may nurse this child, but she may only serve in this capacity if there is no alternative. If there's no alternative, the best thing, says the Rama, if you have a child and you can't nurse that child, the best thing is to have a Jewish woman nurse that child for you. That's the Rama. And the Vilna Gaon, Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1797, says on that Rama, it's in the Beyur Hagra, in his Likutim, says the Vilna Gaon on this Rama, again, Yeredeya Simin Pei Aleph Seif Zayin, the Vilna Gaon says, where does the Rama get this from? The Rama made this up in the air? Of course he didn't. The Rama got this halacha from somewhere, that I should first try to have a Jewish woman nurse the child, and only if I have no choice, a non-Jewish woman. Says the Vilna Gaon that the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, found this psak, found this halacha from our parsha. What happens in our parsha? We will remember that Moshe Rabbeinu, as a little child, was placed in a basket by his mother, and he is brought all the way to Paro's house. And the Torah tells us in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Miriam, who had watched this child being brought along in the Nile, picked up by Batya, Miriam, the sister, goes over to Batya and says, Vatomer achoso el bas paro, ha'elech ve'karasi lach isha menekes, mina ivrios, v'seinik lach es hayeled, says Miriam, should I go and find a Jewish woman to nurse this child? And says the Gemara in Masechet Sota Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, says the Gemara, why a Jewish woman? Why did Miriam, offer to have her brother be nursed by a Jewish woman? There's many, many non-Jewish women in Paro's palace who would be happy to nurse this little baby. Why did Miriam recommend a Jewish woman? Says the Gemara, Milamei Chechziru Lemoshe Al Kola Mitrios Kulan Velo Yanak. Says the Gemara, and Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchak, you died in 1105, quotes this Gemara on our Pasuk. Says the Gemara that they tried. They tried to find a non-Jewish woman in the palace to nurse this young little baby, this Jewish baby boy, and Moshe Rabbeinu, the baby, would not take. He wouldn't nurse from anybody. Why? Says the Gemara, because Peh She'asid L'daber Imashchina Yinak Davar Tamei. Hold on a second. This little baby is, in the future, going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talk to the Shechina face to face. The mouth that is going to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that mouth must be fed from a Jewish woman, something tahor, and not from a non-Jewish woman. That is the Gemara. And based on that Gemara, the Rama paskins that no Jewish child should nurse from a non-Jewish woman unless there is no alternative. That is the Rama, that is the Vilna Gaon, that's Rashi, and that's the Gemara. However, we can ask a very simple question on this Rama. I understand why Moshe Rabbeinu could not nurse from a non-Jewish woman. But what about you? What about me? The halacha is that every single Jew, the way the Rama paskins, every single Jew is not allowed to nurse lechatchila from a non-Jewish woman. It's only a halacha for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not a halacha for you and for me. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to talk to the Shechina, but I'm not going to. You're not going to. So why is it a psak halacha for everyone? This question is asked by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He died in 1986. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Torah Vadas, and he says the following most beautiful explanation. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that we learn from here a great lesson be'inyan hachinuch, shetzarich ha'av litein levanav, v'hainu, shelekol yeled katan yesh sikui ledaber im hashchina. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, yes, the Rama paskins for everybody. It's not just a halacha for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a halacha for you and a halacha for me. Why? Because every single person has the ability to speak to the Shechina. Here's a little infant. We're not going to say about this little infant, oh, she'll never talk to the Shechina. He'll never talk to the Shechina. No, absolutely not. Every single person has the potential to speak to the Shechina. Every single person has the potential to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the halacha applies to everyone. What a powerful lesson that each one of us has to hear about our own potential in getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speaking to the Shechina. Have an amazing day, everyone.